RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's health radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Summer's such a fun time, and if you've been trapped inside, you know, all winter, you've got those sort of cabin fever, you're ready to get outside, and even though you might want to take advantage of soaking up every minute of the sun, I like to just get out there in it when the summer comes. You might have been told that you should be wearing sunscreen all year round and not even just for the summer months. However, a recent study conducted by the CDC found that only 14% of men, that would be my husband, and 29% of women regularly even use sunscreen. My guest today is Dawn Holman. She's a behavioral scientist in the CDC's Division of Cancer Prevention and Control's Epidemiology and Applied Research Branch. Welcome to the show, Dawn. Cool job. So tell us a little bit about UVA versus UVB rays. Which ones are more dangerous, or are they both pretty much bad?
Both of them are not so great for your skin. So the sun's rays, you know, we experience it when we're outdoors in the sun. We get exposed to both UVA and UVB rays from the sun. Now, both of these types of radiation can increase your risk for skin cancer. The main difference between the two is that UVB rays are really the ones that cause sunburn. And I always remember that by B for burn. So UVB rays cause sunburn. UVA rays are able to penetrate a little bit deeper into your skin, so they are actually the rays that increase your risk for premature skin aging, like wrinkles and age spots.
Okay, so are the sun, there's so many millions of sunscreens on the market, millions of them, that go all the way up to like 120, I saw one. How do we look at all those sunscreens, Dawn, and figure out which ones are going to keep us from the burning rays, which one from the tanning rays, which one, what do we do?
I know so many sunscreens out there on the market, but it's actually pretty simple. There are three key things I want to remind folks to look for when they're choosing a sunscreen. The first is simply make sure that its label says broad spectrum. So that ensures that you're getting protection against both UVA and UVB rays. Second, make sure the SPF is at least an SPF of 15 or higher. And usually we remind people that once you get above about SPF 50, the added protection is very minimal. Third, I always like to encourage people to check the expiration date, especially if you're digging through sunscreen at home that you maybe haven't used for a while.
Good
point.
Just
make sure that your sunscreen or the sunscreen you're about to purchase hasn't expired and won't expire before you plan to use it.
That is a great, great point. So sunscreen has to be put on. You know, for kids, this is never an easy thing. You got to, you know, grab the little kiddos, the little runners, and spray them down and then let them go out again. And this is not that easy. Do you have a preference between some of these sprays that are out there versus a cream, a thick, lathery cream?
Well, CDC doesn't have any specific recommendations currently about spray-on sunscreens versus the lotions that you would apply by hand. But there have been some concerns raised by the FDA, which is the organization that actually regulates sunscreen products. And the main concern is that when you're putting on sunscreen, you want to make sure that you're applying it thickly and, of course, that you're covering all exposed skin. And with some of these spray-ons, that can be a little bit of a challenge. And even just if you're spraying it on outside, if a wind gust comes, you know, it blows it away before reaches your skin. And it's just hard to make sure you're applying it as thickly and as evenly as you need to be. So generally, the lotions and creams are a little bit easier to apply effectively.
So what about those generic ones? You know, Walgreens has a brand. You see Coppertone, and then right next to it, you see the generic brand. Is it like medication? I mean, do we worry about the generic brand? Do we think it may not have the same ingredients? And what can we do to encourage people who don't want to put on sunscreen to finally do it?
Right. So there are two questions there. The first,
yes,
if you're looking at sunscreens, generic versus a specific brand you're familiar with, you still just need to go back to those three key things I mentioned. Make sure it's broad spectrum, SPF 15 or higher, and that it hasn't expired. If you check those three things, you can be confident that that sunscreen will provide adequate protection to help prevent sunburn, premature skin aging, and skin cancer. Now, as we found with our study results, and as you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, a lot of people aren't using sunscreen. And for some people, maybe for whatever reason, that's not something they'll ever be interested in doing. But fortunately, there are other forms of protection. And I'll use that to also mention to folks that we really encourage sunscreen to be paired with other forms of protection. So we encourage you not to just use sunscreen alone, but use it in combination with other things. So, for example, when you are outdoors in the sun, you can seek shade, which can provide full body protection from the sun. And also during the hot summer months, it really provides a lot of relief from the heat. You can also rely on protective clothing like shirts with long sleeves or pants. Wide-brimmed hats are great because they cover the face, but also the back of the neck and the ears, which happen to be places people tend to forget to put on sunscreen sometimes. And we also really encourage folks to use sunglasses to protect their eyes. Another great strategy is just rethinking the timing of your outdoor activities. So just scheduling your activity a little bit earlier in the day or kind of later in the afternoon or early evening can really reduce your UV exposure while you're outside.
Okay, so, you know, we try all of these things, and you mentioned sunglasses, because I always find that interesting. You see a parent sitting on the beach with sunglasses on, and their kids are running around without them on. And little kids, little eyes can burn even faster than adults. So, you know, that's a really good one, and the hat, too. So is this something, do you think, Dawn, that doctors should be bringing up with their patients about? You know, dermatologists do, but what about regular docs?
Definitely. It's a great idea for doctors to encourage their patients to use sun protection, to remind parents to protect their kids. But in particular, we have great evidence showing that counseling in a clinical setting, so by your physician or a nurse or another practitioner, counseling for fair-skinned patients between ages 10 and 25 about skin cancer prevention, it's actually been shown to lead to improvements in their use of sun protection and reduce their use of indoor tanning. So we know that doctors talking to their patients works.
You know what I've heard works, too, especially with the younger set, Dawn, is appealing to their vanity. You know, as opposed to skin cancer, which they don't believe they'll ever get, then you talk about wrinkles and the nasty look of a face with those marks on them and having basal cell things removed from your face and your scalp. You know, those kinds of things tend to work in that sort of, you know, scared straight tactic. What do you think?
That's a great point. We've seen that work really well with folks who are into tanning and use either sunbathing outdoors or indoor tanning as a way to get a tan. They're very appearance-focused anyway, so you're tapping into that motivation to keep their skin looking healthy and youthful. And we know that UV exposure is one of the key causes of premature skin aging, so the wrinkles and age spots that everyone tries to avoid. And I think it also just encouraging people to use sun protection so they avoid getting a sunburn, because no one wants that. It doesn't look good, and it can be painful and uncomfortable.
Absolutely. In the last 30 seconds, Dawn, sum it up for us. You know, give us your best advice as a CDC research scientist. Cool job that you have in sunscreen. Why we've been using it wrong. Just about 30 seconds here.
I would just say we all need to take responsibility for keeping our skin healthy and safe and helping our children stay sun safe. And that, of course, includes using sunscreen when you're outdoors in the sun. Look for SPF 15 or higher and make sure that sunscreen is broad spectrum, but be sure to pair it with other forms of protection like clothing, wide-brimmed hats, and staying in the shade.
Thank you. It's great information. And if you missed any of the great information that we're giving here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio and download the segments on iTunes. Share them with your friends. Put them on Facebook. We're all over the place. That way everybody gets to learn together. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, the show's Health Radio. Stay well.